morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we got a lot of work here in this sugya. We have a mayor and we have a chacham, and we'll try today at least to get through the mayor piece. And then we'll, I guess we'll leave the chacham for next week, because that's really the next omud that we got to do in order to have clarity. Okay, so just as a brief review, we had a machlekes in Mishnah. If two edim are machayev somebody a chatas or not, according to Rav Meir, two edim, even if the baldover is in denial, two edim are machayev a chatas. And according to the chachomim, if two edim say edis and you're in denial, so then according to the chachomim, you're potter from a kol. And the poshet, again, before we get to the sugya, Mitzvah Hashem, next week on Daf Yud Beis, poshet the chachamim hold that there's a gzeres hakosef, hoy de elo of chatosoi, v'lo yishyo yidu achirim. Which, by the way, is a drosha that Rav Meir also agrees with. Rav Meir also agrees to that drosha of hoy de elo of chatosoi, v'lo yishyo yidu achirim. Doesn't argue with it. He just brings in, the kosef says that if edim come and say something, they're believed. But the pasuk says that he has to know, not that they have to be believed. The pasuk l'chor is telling us, "Hoida elov chatosay v'lo yishyedu achirim," which means it's not that we don't know; we best to know or believe he doesn't. That's the problem. So that's still going to be a challenge, which we'll try to clarify this week. Why that is? Why is it that according to Rav Meir, through the Edim coming and saying Edis, it's sufficient? But by Eid Echot, both Rav Meir and the Chachamim agree that if you deny what the Eid Echot is saying, that then you're not Chayev Chatos. That everybody agrees. And Machlokes is only by two Edim. Comes Tosfos, which we spoke about last week, the Gemara develops this. We went through the Gemara last week. The Gemara develops it by, we'll just read over again the last three lines of the daf. Uminolon deloy makrish lechayev. How do you know that if the Eid Echad says the Eidus that you ate chalev and you do not deny? How do we know that you chayev? Now again, what does the Gemara lechayev mean? The Gemara means there's a pasuk of hoydeil of chatosai that you have to know. So who cares that you're not denying what the Eid Echad is saying, but you still don't know? So the Gemara says, the Tanu Rabbanan Hoydel of Chatosai V'lo Yishyedu Achirim. And again, this drosh is embraced both by Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Yochel Afilu Ein Makchishan Tamadloi Ma'i Hedel of Mikomoka. To which the Gemara says, B'may Askina Ilema B'tchein Train and Makhishan Khoboy? If there's two Edim, why would you need a Pasuk to tell you? There's a Ribui. This Ribui that the Gemara says, Oi, Hoida, Oi, is Mikol Mokoim, is a Ribui. It can't be talking about a case of two Edim, the Gemara says. That's impossible. Why? Because that you don't need a Pasuk. Elav B'chad Uptoni Ke Makhishan Mehemen Shman. That's the Gemara. So this Gemara itself is a tremendous challenge to understand. What do you mean, Kraboy? Yeah, Kraboy. Because since there's a din, Hoyde Elov, that you have to know, so if you don't know, you don't have a Chayev Kol. The Gemara says, what do you mean, what's the case? If we're talking about two Edim, the Gemara says, of course you're Chayev. You don't even need a Pasuk for that. Why not? You don't know. L'mayis, if somebody looks at you and says, do you know that you ate chaylev? You'll say, no, I don't know. Two Edom are saying I ate chaylev, but I don't know that I ate chaylev. I don't remember eating chaylev. Right? So it's the same lack of knowledge you have if there's two Edom telling you that or one Edom telling you that. Yet the Gemara says that if two Edom are telling you that, poshut, it's not a shayla. Avadi yichayev achatas. And even if the Torah didn't tell us anything, if the only thing the Torah told us is that you must know and others can't tell you, if that's all we had, we still would know that if two Edom told you that you ate chaylev and you said and you don't know, you chayev. Why? What? But it's not true. If two Edom tell you, you know Pshat in the Sugya, and you don't know Pshat in the Sugya, do you know Pshat in the Sugya? I'm talking about Halacha. Harei at mekudeshes li, I'll deny that I understand the first Omud in Perek Omud lo yachal techelev. Right? So right now, I'll take the liberty to say that if any of you were Makadosh and Isha with that tonight, you'll be Edom mekudeshes. Now two Edom come and say, but Zev does know the sugya. Right. No, I'm just saying, but Maisa, you do not know that you ate chaylev. Psikresha is not, that doesn't work that way. The way psikresha works is that if something, if A will vadai cause B, so I'm not allowed to do A. Even though I don't have intention of doing B, it's not that I know. Forget no. Even if I don't know, I'm not allowed to do Eina Miskaven is Mutter, which means I'm allowed to walk across the lawn even though I may potentially rip out the grass. I'm allowed to. Masha'en Kain, if I have a Shaila, I know for sure I'm going to walk across and rip the grass, even though I'm not thinking about it. Psikresha doesn't say you're thinking about it. Psikresha says, even if you're not thinking about it.
Same thing.
Who's same thing?
Even if you're not thinking.
Who told me that without a pasuk? Who told me that without a pasuk? That's my question to you. I'm asking you, the Gemara says for that I wouldn't even need a pasuk. And why not? The Torah just said you're only chayav achatas if you know and others have not told you, but you know on your own that you ate chaylev. That the Torah just told me that. Now two Edom come and tell you you ate chaylev and you go, Rabbi, say, I still don't know. I still don't know that I ate chaylev. So the Gemara says, over there, avadi yechayev. I wouldn't even need a pasuk to tell you. And that's why we have no choice but to say that when the Torah was marbe, that if you're quiet, the other party can be used to be mechayev yuchatas. It must be talking about one Edom, not two Edom. That's the Gemara. So I'm just telling you, why is that so pushing? That's what I'm saying. Why is that so pushing? Why can it not be that the Torah is coming to tell me to aid them if they tell you? Taka, your vote, Zev. But the Torah is only saying it by to aid them. If to aid them come and to aid them tell you that you ate chaylev and you're quiet, you're chayev, and that's what the Torah is telling you. Why is that so unreasonable? The Gemara says that's unreasonable. Because that's pushing. Why is it pashut?
Sounds like the Gemara feels it's pashut that if two Edom tell you, that constitutes knowledge. So there's, what does knowledge mean?
But that's what
I know. I know one way to know. Two Edom tell it to me, I know it because two Edom were believed to be called. So if two Edom tell me that I can feel it, then that constitutes knowledge that I ate chaylev. That's what knowledge is. What's knowledge? Knowledge is that I know before I did it. Two Edom told me. So if somebody would show me a video of it,
well, one second. What?
He didn't deny it. You know, he didn't deny it. He should have denied it. He didn't deny it. So, it's obvious. You don't, you know, better than.
No, but again, if one aid comes and you don't deny, then we need the Torah to tell you that you're chayev. Why? One second, let's go back. Why do we need the Torah to tell you chayev? If one aid tells you when you're quiet. No, not because they need Eichon Eman. Forget Eichon Eman. That's a different problem we have here. Tosfos talks about Eichon by Shvua. That's a different problem. Why shouldn't Eichon be believed? Without the pasuk of Loish Yodil Cherim, Eichon Eman be Surin. Logic would dictate that Eichon should be believed. That's another issue we have here. So the simple answer I would give you is Eichon is not believed because there's a pasuk of Loish Yodil Cherim. Which really means, the way I see it, let's go back. You went and you ate a piece of meat. As far as you're concerned, you ate shuman. Okay? You don't know that you ate chalev. As far as you're concerned, the Erechot says it's chalev. So normally Erechot is believed to say it's chalev. Right? But Lagabi Echatos, the Erechot's not believed. The Machayev Yuchatos, if you don't know that it's chalev. Right? Why not? Now, if we use the David's way of thinking, we'd say, what do you mean? Eirechot gives us a sense of reality. Will God be chelev and shum? Teretz is, but there's a new din of loy sheyedu acherim. So that same loy sheyedu acherim, why would it not be logical that it could, well, I'm not saying for sure, it could possibly also apply to two Aden. And therefore, the Torah is telling you no, the Torah is not telling you what you're saying. No, we consider this like you know. But the Gemara says it's unreasonable to even think that. But let's leave it on the slide for a moment. But now, by Erechot, the halach is that if you're quiet, then we go by the Erechot. Even according to the Chacham. What happened to Lo Shiyadu Acher? I don't know. What? I Lo Yudu Acher. You'll say, well, the Erechot's knowledge is considered like you know. Just like you're saying by two Eidim. The Erechot's knowledge is like you know. So I don't understand. So why does Tosfos then tell us that if you said any yodea to the aid, then all of a sudden it's not, it doesn't work. That's what we had Tosfos, right? Tosfos said that if the Erechot tells you you ate chalev and you don't deny, but instead of keeping your mouth shut, you said any yodea. I don't know. Tosfos says, now about you be, we had a Tosfos last week, right? Tosfos says clearly. The third Tosfos say the Chamarcha v'Amaloyachalti Potter v'Uadin Imama Eini Yodeya Kamoish Shpirash. Says that's for sure. If you say you don't know, also you're Potter. The same Tosfos, if you go down to the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara says the Kamakhir Shemani, he says the Lek Olameim Adamai Kishomer Eini Yodeya. This is by two Edim. If you have two Edim and you say you don't know, then Avadi Yechayev Akol. The Pshita the Chayev. Now look at these words of Tosfos. The Eini Yodeya Gabi Trei Edim Havi Kishtika. What does that mean? It's the same Eini Yodeya. So Tosfos is telling us now that if you go to two Edim and you say, two Edim say you ate Chalev, and you say, Hareini Moser Moidor, that I don't know. Even after the Edim told me, I don't know. Tosfos, that's equivalent to Shtika by Erechot. Why? Eini Yodea means the same Eini Yodea. You mean the same thing when you say Eini Yodea. You mean exactly the same thing. When one A told you ate chalev and you said Eini Yodea, you meant the same thing as when two Aidim told you ate chalev and you said Eini Yodea. What you mean is Eini Yodea. So now all of a sudden, Tosfos is making two layers. If you tell Eini Yodea to Eid Echad, then it's not like you're quiet. Even though you're in the same state of mind. You follow what I'm saying? You're in the same state of mind. No. You're saying, I don't know.
That's also it.
I don't have a recollection that I ate chalev.
But it's also a question.
You're telling that to one Aidan, you're telling that to two Aidan. So Tosfos says, if you tell it to two Aidan, then it's equivalent to being quiet by an Eid Echad. Which is very telling what Tosfos is saying. Because Tosfos is not only telling us a halacha, but Tosfos is trying to clarify what the mechanics of it is. He's telling us, Tosfos actually in these couple of words is trying to clarify to us why by two Eidim, and you say Eini Yodea Yechayev, which is what I asked you. I asked you, why if two Eidim say Yechayev, you ate Chalev? According to the Chachamim, I'm going. According to Reb Meir, it's a whole different parash, right? According to the Chachamim say, if two Edom say you ate chalev and you say I didn't eat chalev, potter from a carb. But if you say I don't know, then according to Chachamim you chayev.
By two.
So Tosis is trying to explain that. Well, how does he explain it? He says you should know by two Edom, if you say Eini Yodea, it's equivalent to you saying nothing by Eid Echot.
Because with two, you're saying, you haven't convinced me. It's more than just
by Eid Echot, you're saying the same thing.
No, but two, when
Eid Echot sits the eagles, David, I saw you eating it. Look at me. I saw you eating it. And you go, I don't know.
I don't know.
I still don't know.
Convince me.
You have not convinced me. Two of them come to you and tell you, David, you ate chalev. You say, you haven't convinced me. In both, but by two Eidim Ba'aloch is Yechayev Achatos, with the same you haven't convinced me, and by Rechot, you're parted from Achatos.
Well, two Eidim, it could be that what you're saying is Eini Yodea, but if you say so. By one Eidim,
you're jumping up and down and saying, I absolutely have no recollection. You're making a psychological analysis of what he means when he says Eini Yodea. Could be. I can only talk for myself. If I tell somebody I don't know, it means I don't know. If 10 people tell me something and I don't know, I say I don't know. If one person tells me I don't know, I mean exactly, I don't know means exactly the same thing in all cases. No matter how many people are telling me about what I know, if I say I don't know, I mean the same thing. I mean I don't know. So now you're telling me, you're jumping into my head, and you're telling me now this is a psychological analysis we're making of you. That when you say you don't know by two Eidim, you really mean you've convinced me. And if one Eid tells me that, when I say I don't know means I don't know and you didn't convince me. Okay, I mean, if you're happy with that, because of Eid, I still, fine, you're a Suffolk Kedushin if you say you know the Sukkah. Suffolk Mekudeshes.
But when a guy is quiet, you
don't know. If you're Mekudeshes. What does that mean, sir? It's very unclear. And to Tosfos it seems that this is all so clear. There's a shtika by Eid Echot, that's like that, and there's Eini Yodea by two Eidim. Tosfos, nothing forced Tosfos to say that. Tosfos could have just said, by two Eidim, if you don't absolutely deny them, then they are believed. Tosfos didn't say that. Because Tosfos is trying to make the whole sugya piece together. He's trying to explain to you, why by two Eidim, Taka, if you say Eini Yodea, does everybody agree? That you're chayev, even the chachamim, who hold that you're stronger than Eidim, to some degree by a karm l'chatz.
Why is it
so is Eid Echad m'chayev us. So is Eid Echad m'chayev us. If Eid Echad says, this is a piece of chalev and you eat it, you're chayev malchus. You know that? The Eid Echad says that this is chalev, right? No two Eidim, one Eid. The Rambam says, now that Eid Echad told us it's chalev, now it's a reality. Now if you go and you eat it, you chayev chatas, chayev malchus.
But he's an Eid Echad also, against that. In other words, when he says, I'm not sure, that's his Eid Echad is not being sure, that in the case of the Eid Echad,
you're absolutely wrong. You're 1,000% wrong. If you have a piece of meat on the table, and one Eid says, this is chalev. And you, Yehuda, come in and go, I don't know if it's chalev.
No, wait one second.
I'm going back to you in a moment. Two Eidim come and say, this piece of meat is chalev. And you walk in, and you feel the need to tell us that you don't know. For whatever reason. Okay? You come and say, well, I don't know that it's chalev. Fine. Bezen still paskins that I don't know is not Eidus in Halacha. Bezen paskins like the Eid Echad. That means this is chalev. Now, Yehuda, who already told Bezen that he doesn't know if it's chalev, right? He eats this piece of meat with two Eidim watching. Chayv Malkus. You just told us 5 minutes ago you don't know if it's chalev.
No, that was one.
One Eid. One Eid, and you told us you don't know, right?
No.
No, one Eid said that it was chalev.
Again. One Eid came into Bezen and said, this piece of meat is chalev. Yehuda walks into Bezen. He says, Rabbi Isai, I just want to let you all know, I don't know that that's chalev. I have a stark of suffix that that's shimon. I said, okay, kultuv. Kultuv. We're not interested in what you have to say. I don't know, it doesn't even end in Bezen. So Bezen now paskins that this is a piece of chalev. Now Yehuda, who just told us 5 minutes ago he doesn't know if it's chalev, goes and eats that chalev. You know what the halach is? The piece of chalev that was only established by one egg. It's chayv malchus. So don't make away with an eid echad. Eid echad is absolutely. Eid echad and kol atarakul against an eni yedeya. Eid echad is an eid echad. He doesn't lose his ground. He doesn't lose his standing when somebody says eni yedeya. So this is the problem here, that we, on the one hand, we say that the eid echad could be mechayev a korban with your shtika. On the other hand, we say that if you say any yedeya, he can't be mechayev a korban, which seems to imply, this is the main challenge, okay? Because it seems to imply, when we go through the sugya and the rishonim, it seems to imply that the reason, and that would make toisus, that would make sense in toisus, the reason why Erechot's Mechayev Yilkorban is because Shtika Koido means the fact that you're quiet, you're Moida, which is what we were discussing. The fact that you said nothing makes that you're Moida. So what's really happening is you're telling us that you ate Chalav. Okay? By one aid, where you're quiet, what you're telling us is that you ate chalev. Now, if that's the truth, if that's the pshat in our sugya, then the whole Gemara makes no sense. Because then we don't need a pasuk to say that Echad is believed. That's even more pshita than what the Gemara wanted to say by two eidim. The Gemara right away said, there's a ribuy here. Oy, hoy, de elof. From there we learn out that if Echad tells you you ate chalev, and you're quiet, you're chayev achatas. The Gemara says, what are we talking about? If it's two eidim and you're quiet, of course you chayev akatos, pshita. It must be it's a case of one eid. So I'm telling you, if the reason why Erechon is believed when you're quiet is because we Bezdin view it like you are saying, yes, I am moida to what this eid said, I did eat chalev. So why isn't that even more pshita? Now we have a classic hoide elav. Like you said, David, if you watch a video and you go, oh, well, I'm asking. So if that's the way it's working, then why? What? Then it's the zicha pshita. So the Gemara clearly by us is trying to say, no, there's a ribuy that's teaching you that when you're quiet to what the Erechot's saying, we accept it. What the Erechot is, that means the Erechot's being believed. So now I have a major problem. If the Erechot's being believed, who cares if you say any Adaya? The only way to explain why we care if you say any Adaya is because any Adaya tells us that there's no Shtika Koido. But it's not working with Shtika Koido anyway. You follow what I'm saying? It's not working. So the Ran that we brought down, do you guys have the Ran? I know it was printed out. The Ran that we brought down here in the Mar Mekremis tries to deal with this challenge. What is this Eid Echad here? What's he doing? What's the Shtika Koido of the Eid Echad? So the Ran, I'll just read you the part that's most Negeah. In the middle of the piece that we underlined here, by the period, he says, Ubevadai, okay? Ubevadai. Afilu lemay daminan hosam dilma mishum de ishtik ushtike kohido damya. Ein hatam elo mipnei nemnusoi shall aid. See the Ran. He says it must be that it's because we are believing the aid. That's what he's saying, which is what I'm telling you. It has to be that way, otherwise, what are you apostate for? He appears like he's being made. Then ho'eid nemon, the aid is believed. The loy mipnei hoido asoi bovat. Now here's the clincher, Rabbi said. Here's the clincher. The afilu yodea ze belibo. Even if you know in your heart she'ein yodea b'davar klum. The Ran says that after the Erechot told you you ate, you know that you don't know. You have no recollection, not even the most vague recollection. You know that you weren't quiet because you admit to what he's saying. You have no knowledge. Says the Ran, then that's why Mischayev. Avad Yechayev, he says. She'ilu toima, here's what the Ran says, what I mentioned. She'ilu toima, if you're going to tell me. Mipnei oida osoi bovadu di Mischayev. Kol omali. Why in the world would you need a pasuk? The guy's admitting that he knows he ate chaylev. Why would you need a pasuk? V'alvadayim yedeya ba'atzmei shochal chaylev. U'mimnei kachoy do'o lo divro yo'ein p'shita d'chayev. So the Ran tries to make a merge, a very, very difficult merge here. He says it cannot be either one. It cannot be that it's not based on you being quiet, because that's the whole Gemara. Because if you wouldn't be quiet, you wouldn't be mechayev yukom. On the other hand, the Ran says it cannot be that the reason why you're chayev is only because you're being quiet, and that's a hoidor, because then we don't need the erechot pshita. You're only a pasuk for that. So the Ran is trying to make a merger. But the merger is very complex, because the Ran himself says, even though in your heart of hearts, you know, what? That you don't know. You absolutely know that you don't know. So you're not being moider. That's why if you're medayik in the Lashon Ran, he says, Koheka de Shosik Mikzi Kimoide. He adds those new words, the Ran. You appear to being moider. It appears like you're being moider, but you actually know you're not being moider. So why in the world am I chayv? Why in the world am I chayv? The only way to explain why I'm chayv is because the erechot. So then who in the world cares if you tell the erechot any idea? But now if I turn to the erechot, and I'm not such an edel guy, right, some people have more aggressive personalities. Right, I'm sure you met people like that. They'll go, I don't know. Why? I always wonder why people are so adamant about the fact that they don't know. Somebody will say, yes, for it. And another guy will go, I don't know. Okay. Why do I have to know that you don't know? Why can't you keep that to yourself? Because some people have such a personality. Some people, they don't know. They're just quiet. You know, we had in the Daf Yomi recently, Lo'olam yilmad odom es l'shoinei lo'imar eini yedeya, yagamon brochas. Right? I always wondered, what's so complicated? Lo'olam yilmad odom es l'shoinei. If you don't know, you see, it's not so posh. You see, without yilmad odom, you can just say eini yedeya. L'chol, it's a personality issue. One guy is more able. The erechot came, he says, you ate chaylev. He doesn't know, so he's just keeping quiet. And the other guy is one of those guys that if you told him a gematria by a kiddush, he'd also go, I don't know. If you told him that you're machshava, he would say, I don't know. And now you're like, I don't know. It's the same thing. Like the Ran says, in his heart of hearts, he doesn't know. And he knows that he's not being moider to the eid. But he's chayev achatas. The other guy next to him, what? The other guy next to him, who's not quiet, has the same knowledge like him, but says, you know, guys, I don't know. We say, okay, potter. My high. So the Ran adds this knesh, mixi kemoide. He appears to being moide today. He appears to being moide to the eight. So that's it. So it's different. Even though he's not being moide today, because if he's really being moide today, then we don't need no pasuk here. That's the point of it. Then we don't cloud. Don't need a pasuk. No. If it could be established that you did something b'shoigeg and you know, then you're chayev achatas. If it cannot be established that you know, you're not chayev achatas. That you know that you ate some chaylev b'shoigeg.
So that's exactly.
And that's why, if you tell us you don't know,
you're saying it's not a shoigeg, so therefore you can't.
Not it's not a shoigeg. I don't know.
Right, so therefore you can't fall in the category of shoigeg. That's why.
But yet, if two of them come and say you ate. If two Edom come and say you ate chalev and you say you don't know,
there's no greater shaygig in the world than that.
It's always a shaygig. If two Edom tell us you ate chalev, if one Edom tells you ate chalev, a thousand Edom, it's always shaygig. We're dealing with a show. We're only talking about Meseches Krisus. Meseches Krisus is talking about shaygig. It's one big shaygig. Now we're dealing with whether you know. That's what we're dealing with. We're not dealing whether you were a shaygig. We're dealing whether you know. And now we're saying that if Eirecha tells you and you don't, if Eirecha tells you and you don't know, but you're quiet, then you chayev to bring a chatas. If Eirecha tells you that you ate chalev and you acknowledge that you don't know, potter.
That's not a shaygig.
What?
It is
shaygig.
It's only shaygig. It's all shaygig.
It's all shaygig.
And it's all the same thing. The guy doesn't know. In one case he's communicating, Rabbi say, I don't know. In the other case he's going, Taka doesn't know. And then Tosis comes and throws us through this new loop and tells us, and if there's two Edim and you say you don't know, then it's like you've been quiet to one Edim. Joey, you look like you have something cooking. I don't know, maybe it's not Mavushal Kultzoche. Anyway, so I think what we have to clarify here is like this. The emes is that one thing is clear in our sugya. We see this clear. That for some reason, if two Edim tell us that he's chayv achatas, and he doesn't absolutely deny it, he's a zichachai. Say according to the mayor, say according to the chachamim, according to everybody. And for some reason, that's pshita. I think that has to be our starting ground, and then we could work from there. That the Gemara says is pshita. That's how the Gemara ends, and that the Gemara says is pshita. For some reason, the Gemara holds for a dover poshita that even according to the chachamim, who say that you're empowered to impose your knowledge even against Edom. But even they agree that if you say any yodea, and two Edom are telling us that you ate chalev avada, you chayev to bring a chatas, for some reason. And that we don't need any psukim, and that's just poshut logic. Why is that? So I want to tell you very simple. The emes is, the Torah says, hoydeil of chatos, and some of you were saying this svara already, all along, to some degree. The Torah says, hoydeil of chatos, v'loi sheidu acher. Very loosely translated, it means the way we're explaining it. Hoydeil of, you have to know that you ate chalev, and not that the knowledge came from externally. It has to come from within. Okay? But there's one caveat, there's one thing that has to be added to that. And that is, if the reason why we're being you, machayev you achatos, right, is because of your knowledge, then it has to be a knowledge that you yourself have. But if we could be mechayev you achatas without using your knowledge at all, then there's not a problem of lo yodiyu acherim. Let's look at the words. Yodiyuhu. Right? The drasha could have been completely different. The drasha could have been hoydeil of chatosai velo shelo yoda. I hold, if that would have been the drasha, this whole Gemara would be completely different. If the drasha would have been, Hoida Eilov Chatosa, he has to know that he ate Chelev, Veloi Shelo Yoda. In that case, I hold Rabbi Yisai, if two Edom came to you, if 1,000 Edom came to you, Senhemun Agodim, and they said, Belishka Sagozis, we saw you eating Chelev, you go, I don't know. I hold you'd be part of a Machat. You don't know. Has to be. You don't know. If the drasha would have been, and I hold that's the ikatoyas we're making. The drasha is not hoydeil of chatosai v'loy shelo yoda. Then all our kashas would be correct. Then as long until you know that you ate chalev, I don't care who tells you that you ate chalev. Don't make a difference. You don't know that you ate chalev. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah very interestingly puts it like this. Hoydeil of chatosai. V'loy sheyodiuhu acherim. and not that other people are letting you know. Oh. So that means that if we know that you ate chalev, and we don't need you to know that you ate chalev, and that would be fine too. You follow? If we know, if we Bezdin know that you ate chalev, right? We know for a fact that you ate chalev. B'shegek. We know you ate chalev. Then it wouldn't make a difference. That the Torah never said that, that doesn't work. All the Torah said was, the Torah's talking to you, saying, Pesaleh, Choyda Elov, only use your own knowledge. Don't let other people tell you what you know. Okay, fine. So the Torah said that Pesi Ackerman is not a Meshuvid to get information from other sources in order for him to know something. He has to know it himself. Okay, fine. But what happens if we could bypass that whole street? We could just say, we know. We know, not he knows. That's what we were fighting about for hours already. He doesn't know. Not he knows. Forget about him. Who cares what he knows? We know. We halachically know that he did kach for kach. The Gemara increases here holds that Yechayev Hatas B'chayai Gavna. And that's why the Gemara says, if it's Trey, the Eimak Chishon, even if you say any idea, who cares? Who cares what you say? Because the Torah never said, Yoda! The Torah said, Loi Shiyadiyuhu! We don't need the whole Parsha! If we're still going to you saying, Pesel Nu, what do you hold? You say, well, I heard from... Forget about it, you don't have to hear from other people. But now we're telling you, Pesel Nu, we don't care. We'll tell you. You have to bring a Chatas. The Torah never required us to have your knowledge. The Torah required you to have your knowledge. But we can have our own knowledge. And if we have our knowledge, then the Torah didn't talk about that at all. That's not part of the drasha. The Torah didn't talk about that, Bechlal. And that's why the Gemara says, if two eidim tell you that you ate chalev, tell us, let me just switch it. They tell us and you that you ate chalev, then we're fine. We're not saying that you know. I'm not going there. That's what some of you guys wanted to say. No, you know. You don't know. You still don't know. But the Torah never said that he has to know. The Torah said that his knowledge shouldn't come from other people. His knowledge should come from within. 2 8, and that's what the Gemara means. If there's 2 8, and he said, this is going to help us dramatically when we talk about the Chachamim. But even now in Rebbeah, so now we work our way backwards. I think now everything is Geshmak. Shtika Koido. Shtika Koido is also a halachic concept, which means that when Eid Echad comes and he tells us something, right? You have a right to object. And if you object, then we have to start looking, going further, digging deeper. So long that you don't object, so long that, it's like you have a right, let's look at it this way, you have a bill of rights, right? But here it's fakir, it's not you have a right to remain silent, you have a right not to remain silent. Okay, because remaining silent is not a right in halacha, where it works against you. You have a right not to remain silent. If you don't use that right of not remaining silent, then you become irrelevant. If you become irrelevant, then we're not asking you whether you know. We're not asking you whether you know. You had a right to tell us whether you know or you don't know or you think you know or you did. But you're not going that way. You're being quiet. You're saying, I'm going along with whatever the Bezdin is doing. You do your own thing. So Bezdin now has Eidus from Eid Echon, and that's what the Ran means. Nira Kemoide La Eid. What does Nira Kemoide mean? Once it's Nira Kemoide, you're not using your schus to object. So now the Eid Echon is empowered. The Torah was Megala to us that the Eid Echon is empowered. Now that the Eid Echon is empowered, it's also a bypass to Hoida Elov. But it only works because you're allowing it to work. You can stop it from working. That's what Tosfos means. By two Edim, if you say any Edeya, it's like an Eid Echad where you're being Shoysik. What does Tosfos mean? Simple. Just like by two Edim, you have no right to object, because your knowledge is not relevant to us. So when you have one Eid and you're quiet, it's exactly the same thing. We're not looking at you. That's the whole point of Tosfos. You follow what I'm saying? Tosfos says that if two Edim say any Edeya, if you say any of that to two Edim, it's the same like being Shoysik Teir Echad. We ask, what does Tosfos mean with that? What Tosfos means with that is, it's the same bypass road. The bypass road is that Beis Din is now saying, okay, this is what happened. This is what happened. You had a right to interfere. Now the guy who got up and he said any of that, you know what he did? He picked up his card. He said, Rabbi, say one second. I'm interfering. I'm not remaining silent. Okay? It's not remaining silent. Now we have to start being done. Oh, so now that we're being done, the Torah only gave this magical koyach to the Eid Echad. If he's quiet. If he's not quiet, now we have to deal with him. Now he's Taka Potter. You know why? Because he only got his information from an Eid Echad. For lo yishiyo yidu acherim. Why do they or don't they? That's why Tosfos, now we'll go to Tosfos. One second. So far everything is clear. Now we'll go to Tosfos. There's a Tosfos that says a very strange thing. Tosfos says, where he talks about whether the Eid Echad is, whether the person's saying any Edeya, or he's saying Lo Yechalti. So this is the bottom of the first Tosfos in the Perek. Va'al korchoch mayri, sha'acha sheheiro of ima eni edeya, di'i omar, lo yuchalti, pshita, says Tosfos, de'eir echot loy mehen, dichsiv lo yokum eir echot b'ish, de'ein oikom elorak l'shvua. What Tosfos means to say is like this. When the Eid Echad comes and says that you're chayiv a korban, so that enters the realm of momen. That's momen already. Now he's shifting over to momen. Right? If he would have come to us originally and said this is chaylev, and we established it's chaylev before you ate, so then when the Eid said his Eidus, he was talking about Isser. Then the Eid Echad is believed like two. Now it gets established, it's a piece of chalef. Now if you go the next day, the next minute, and you eat it, if it's mezid, you chayev malchus, if it's shoygi, you chayev akom chatas. There's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Here, in this case, the Eid Echad came after you ate. And he's saying, you ate, and therefore what? The only consequence that he's talking about is korban. So Tosfos says over there, you zicha, he has no right to be motzi a korban from you. So you have a right now, al pi din, to object. Okay. So once you object, Beis Din can't use the knowledge that they get from the Eid Echad anymore. Right? So now they look at you and they say, Chaim Yankel, you should bring a chatas, you ate chalef. Don't you know you ate chalef? And you go, no, I only know it from these two guys, from this one guy. Says the pasuk for lo yishiyedu acherim. No, you're not mechuyev to listen to what that guy says, even though you don't know if he's right or wrong. But you're not mechuyev to. We no longer have a right to bypass you because you are not. You don't want us to go that route. You have a right to say, Rabbeisai, you want to mechayev me a kohen? Not so posh. I object.
If he doesn't object, why is he tired? It's moment then. Why is one ain't believe?
If he doesn't object.
Yeah.
Very simple. Very simple. Because the Torah said that if the Eid Echad doesn't object, if the person doesn't object, then we Beis Din have a right to only listen to Eid Echad.
Why?
Because because it's a gzeiras hakosuv. Oy hoida, even one aid. And that's what the Ran says. Your shtika strengthens him. And now he becomes empowered. Through what? Through the gzeiras hakosuv. I'm explaining to you what the gzeiras hakosuv is. So this makes it so much more geschmack. Because there's never a gzeiras hakosuv in our sugya that tells us that you know something that you say you don't know. That's krum. That's a krumusvar. Something that's krum is not emes. The Gemara here is never telling us you know something that you say you don't know. The needin is, wherever you have to know, you can't get the information from somebody else. There are times where we don't care what you know. Where the Torah says it's not relevant what you know. And one of them, obviously, is if there's two eidim. Then it's not relevant. We're not asking you what you know. The other one is, if you have eid echad and you are not opposing him, and you're not opposing him, so then the Torah says, okay, you know what? Eid echad, it tells us, the eid echad gives us the information. We're not saying now you know. We're saying there's exeris hakos, and you chayev achatas anyway. Not because you know, you don't know. And this makes the Ran also gishmak. Nira kemoida. What does nira kemoida mean? Looks like you're being moida. All we need is that you're not using your rights. End of story. Done. Okay, I have to stop here.